Suffer. Use as directed.
On the way. Actually, help has arrived, as it usually does at this time every weekend, singing the praises of Dr. Ken. That's what my job is, and your job is to call 888-553-7536 for a connection to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, or email drken@drkenshow.com, or me, doug@dougstefan.com, with your medical questions. It's romance time. It's Super Bowl time. It's also a time when a lot of people are getting hurt injury-wise, shoveling snow because there's so much bad weather everywhere. So we'll be talking about those sorts of things. The good news from the world of medicine this week and the things to be concerned about. A little more info on bad cholesterol. That's part of what we want to focus on. Because Ken is a cardiologist, there's a lot of information that he gleans every week from the various publications that he reads to keep up with. That's one of the most important things. You need to know that about your doctor. Hopefully, first of all, you have a doctor. Everybody ought to have a doctor, no matter what your age, somebody that you can go to, somebody that's there at a moment's notice, someone who is a caregiver. And if you don't have one, you ought to find one. And I don't know what it takes to do it, but you got to find somebody who you're comfortable with. Wouldn't it be great if Dr. Ken were able to minister the needs of everybody in the country because of his gentle and thoughtful and intelligent response to people and their problems? He would be great if he were be cloned as a doctor. The world would be a better place, but that may not be the case. You can always call here at 888-553-7536 with your questions. What have you learned this week? What do you know about whatever your status is, your physical health and well-being that you didn't know last week? What are you feeling? And there are just lots of things people intuitively ask questions. Sometimes they're in touch with their body. I think that's the best thing, if I may personally suggest from my own experience. Being in touch with your body, knowing what it is that's going on, that's the best educational tool you can have. And after all, it is your body. You're responsible for it. The doctor's not responsible. Nobody else, your friends aren't, your relatives aren't. You are, because only you know how you feel. And sometimes you deny the various things that are going on. Oh, it'll get better, or it'll be okay, or I don't have insurance, or I don't have time, or whatever. So if that's the case, then you become a victim of your own foolishness. And I wonder, Ken, how many times in your practice you've had people come into you and it was almost too late. You have these circumstances that people have let go. They've had the feelings. They've had even the intuitive connection to their body, and they just are in denial, and then they come to you or people like you and expect you to put back together again what Humpty Dumpty have wrought asunder.
Well, often people come a lot later than they should have. It's never absolutely too late. There's always something you can do. Mm-hmm. It's much better to do it earlier than later, and that's usually what the case is.
All right, so let's look at some of the news from the week, or some of the attention that's being paid to things that are going on as we get into our first callers at 888-553-7536. A lot of people focused on the Super Bowl this weekend, and some of the news from some of the reading. You do pretty much all of the, whatever is out there medically, you read and review it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so this health risk, when it comes to the Super Bowl, all the people that are going to watch it either in the stadium in Dallas, or people who are watching on televisions around the world, listening to it on the radio, there are circumstances where this has been a dangerous event for people.
You're not making this up, Doug. This is out of the medical journal this week, Clinical Cardiology, that there's an increased number of cardiac deaths, particularly among women, after a city's home team lost the Super Bowl. But they looked at the residents of Los Angeles, where the home team lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1980 and then won against the Washington Redskins in 1984. And it looked at how the rise in deaths after the loss was related to age and sex and race. And they found that in women, there was a 27% increase in all circulatory deaths. And in men, there was a 15% increase in deaths associated with the loss. So there is, again, we've pointed this out time and again, this connection between the mind and the heart. And, you have to think this week as you watch the game, is it worth dying for? And just take it, just leave a little bit extra there because there's always next year's game.
Well, one of the problems is the stuff that's eaten by people. As you sit around and watch this or listen to it or participate one way or another, we all know that the business of snacks during the week of Super Bowl is bigger than any other time, save Halloween maybe. And so even more than the holidays, this is sort of the end of the holiday season for a lot of people. They look forward to this, and they eat all kinds of goopy, horrible snacks and drink stuff. And so that's part of the pressure that's you're putting on your body during this event.
Right. What's it, about 10,000 steps to walk off one chicken wing?
I'm not sure. I don't watch the Super Bowl, and I've never had a chicken wing, so. But that sounds like it makes sense to me. It just seems that everybody loves this, and that's fine, or many people do. But, I guess it connects to a couple of other things this week. We continue to harp on the same thing, and hopefully sooner or later we'll see these rates change. But discussion of obesity in America is important, but around the rest of the world, maybe it's Western corruption, as my Chinese friends say, this is a big problem, and it has the number of people who are grossly overweight has doubled around the world in just the past 30 years or so.
Fascinating study out of the World Health Organization, because this week we proved that this is just not a problem of so-called wealthier countries. This is becoming a global problem. A report out of the WHO, the World Health Organization, that global obesity has doubled since 1980. More than half a billion, Doug, adults are clinically obese. This is a near doubling of the numbers of dangerously overweight adults since 1980. Nearly one in nine of all adults are clinically obese. Being too fat causes 3 million premature deaths each year from heart disease, diabetes, cancers, and other disorders. Everybody asks me, how do you know you're overweight? The standard for assessing this is the body mass index, BMI, it's found by one's weight in kilos divided by the square of one's height in meters. And a BMI 25 to 30 corresponds to being overweight, while above 30 is obese. There are a lot of tables where you can find your height in inches, your weight in pounds. Look on the table. And if it's more than 25, that's where you're danger.
All right. And then a connected story has to do with something from the Journal of Women's Health about mammograms. If you are a woman who is grossly overweight, you're not going to get a good reading, apparently, on your mammogram.
Exactly. We often think about these other problems as related to being overweight, but an interesting study this week that showed that obesity is a big barrier for getting a mammogram. This is out of the Journal of Women's Health. It seems like as painful as getting a mammogram is physically, it's just that much more the more obese you are, because you're just squeezing, you know, more and more into a smaller area.
Yeah.
And if you are obese and this is just too painful for you to get a mammogram, talk to your doctor, because now there are some other options, especially MRI or ultrasound, which may not be quite as painful, but it's painful to me to hear that this is a barrier to getting mammograms.
Well, and here's another development in the obesity link. Children of working mothers, this is not aimed at adding a guilt trip to those mothers who have to work, but maybe it's something you ought to consider if you don't have to work, given what this research shows about working mothers and children who are overweight.
Boy, we're going to get some calls about this. This is
out
of the
888-553-7536. Bring them on.
We're not making this up. This is out of Child Development this week, that child obesity seems to be linked to a working mother's amount that they do, in fact, work. The more the mother works, the more obese the child is. This is just an observation that these medical scientists made, published this week in the medical journal Child Development. So if you have that option, again, you may want to think about how much time you're spending with your children. This is, again, was noticed in the youngest of children. Again, the more the mother worked, the more obese the young child was.
All right, I'm going to tag on to that in a minute with some information that I have gleaned this week. I'm in Denver for this program this weekend, having spent a couple of days here having my brain or my head examined through a new. You knew that I was going to do this last week.
I haven't heard the results.
Well, the results are, we have one more test to go, and then the results, we'll talk about it and actually put the results up online at gooddayshow.com. And everybody will have the analysis with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things that has come out in my spending time with these people is how important being tactile with your children is to brain disorders. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who give you the opportunity to lose weight intelligently. Those are the folks that bring you MetaFast. Also by the folks who help you protect yourself from prostate concerns and problems, the people who make Super Beta Prostate, and by Night Skin, the way to keep your face moist and refreshed. As far as the MetaFast is concerned, Ken, you recommend this. There are thousands, tens of thousands of doctors, in fact, that in the last 30 or so years have examined MetaFast, and they found it to be fast and safe and simple and satisfying and well-supported. So I wonder what you looked at that was most impressive to you before you were asked to recommend this.
Number one question I've gotten this month, Dr. Ken, is how do I lose weight safely and keep it off? And I've been looking for a program which many of my colleagues think is a good program. MetaFast has been recommended, as Doug mentioned, by over 20,000 doctors since 1980. It's safe, it's simple, it's fast, and you get to eat a lot of meals that you like, that you want to eat, and you can go out and eat sometimes with your friends, your family. So it's a lifestyle that keeps the weight off. It's healthy. It works. I've seen the pounds melt off. I've seen the happy faces of my patients who've been frustrated for years looking for a good method to lose weight. I love this program.
There are five people on my staff on the Good Day Show who are on this program, and every single one of them reports the same thing, losing at least a pound a day, 2 to 5 pounds a week. And the folks at MetaFast say that's what you can expect. You can lose up to 20 pounds the first month of your experience with MetaFast. There's so many great meals to choose from. You'll eat better. You'll feel better. All you have to do to get into this program the intelligent way is to log on to MetaFastKen.com. One word, MediFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, DrKen, to save $50 when you sign up for the program. If it's easier for you, you don't have the computer or whatever, and you want to lose weight, call, pick up the phone, dial toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken, DrKen, and again, you'll save that $50. Why not get on to this, everybody? And we talk about the Super Bowl and what that means and how much you'll be snacking and eating. You're on the diet. You're forgiven if you get off of it for something like that, but get back on it. If you're not on it, you ought to consult with your physician before you start the weight loss program. But consider this to be one of the important ways, one of the good ways, one of the safe ways to lose weight. 800-506-4115 or MetaFastKen.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my grand to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
888-553-7536. Educate yourself. Educate everybody. Tell us your story, and we'll get some help to you and other people who may have the same problem.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Abuse.
Dr. Ken likes this song because it applies to your survival. If you're in a situation where you need CPR or whatever, it is CPR, right? I want to make sure I have that right.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you need CPR, you don't do mouth-to-mouth anymore. You press
hands
on the
only.
Chest using this in your mind. Staying alive. Staying alive. And that's the push, right?
Hands-only CPR. That's the way to go. You don't have to do any more mouth-to-mouth.
Okay, well, why was mouth-to-mouth, just refresh my memory or everybody else's too, why is it that mouth-to-mouth became taboo?
Well, it wasn't so much it was taboo, but in the history of resuscitation, this was the technique originally established as the most effective, and it was just that nothing else was tried to see if it was better. And obviously, in the worlds of AIDS and all these infectious diseases that are out there, a lot of people have uneasiness about doing mouth-to-mouth with the stranger out there. Yeah. And so there was this eagerness to find a more pleasant way of doing CPR on strangers, and people looked for it, and they came up with this hands-only CPR where you do faster chest compressions but don't need to do the mouth-to-mouth. Of course, if somebody drowns and they're not breathing, then you may have to do mouth-to-mouth. But when somebody goes down with a heart problem, which is the most common reason why you need to do CPR, when you have an electrical instability of the heart, if you just do the hands-only CPR, two hands, one on top of the other, the center of the chest, and keep that staying alive. Tune into your mind. That's the beat that you do to go down, down, up, down, up, and you can save a life.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert on the Good Day program, at your service at 888-553-7536. That's 888-55-DR-KEN. The reason that he's here is to help you out. Every weekend, he's on the air for a couple of hours taking your calls. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. And he reviews a lot of the important medical information. Even though he is a cardiologist, that's his specialty. He is well-trained, well-versed, and understands what's going on, generally speaking, all over your body because of all of the various things he's been exposed to over the years. So feel free when you have a question about whatever. This is a medical program, most listened to medical program on the radio on the weekend now, and because of his ability to to communicate. He's a community. You go to his office. By the way, if you have around the country anybody who thinks they need to have a good opinion from a great cardiologist, you ought to call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, his office in Mount Dora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's going to probably Google that easily enough, or just go on to his own website, drkenshow.com. But anytime there's a question, I call Ken, and you might too, no matter what the medical malady. Let's learn from Edward, who's in Greenwich, Connecticut, what his problem is and how we may be of service. Edward, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Edward. How can we help?
My BP is all over. Sometimes it's 130 over 70, which is okay. Then it jumps up to 150 over 80. So I take that amlodipine.
Amlodipine.
Amlodipine, yeah. I have a speech defect, so I can't talk too good. But anyways, one doctor says that it dilates your blood vessels, but it doesn't do it on the other side of the kidney. So is this bad for your kidneys, amlodipine?
All right, Edward, why don't you listen in, and Dr. Ken will give you the answer. Go ahead, Ken.
Amlodipine is from the family of drugs called calcium channel blockers, and it's very kidney-friendly. It's a drug that we use when you have kidney problems. There are about five or six different classes of drugs that we choose from when we want to lower blood pressure. When you have a kidney problem, this is one of our favorites. We'll sometimes use one or two others if you have a kidney issue. Edward, when your blood pressure is jumping all around, usually what it is it's not a rare hormone that we often look for in the blood, but 99 out of 100 times what it is you're not controlling for your mental state and your physical state. If you want to do a little experiment, I hope you're doing home blood pressure monitoring with a calibrated upper arm automated blood pressure cuff, Edward?
Yes.
Great. Get that thing calibrated. Bring it to the doctor's office once. Make sure they check it with their ears and that yours matches closely to what they're measuring in the office. Then bring it home and keep it out of the doctor's office. But when you use that home blood pressure monitor, which is my favorite way to see if you have high blood pressure or not, for most of us, it should be under 140 over 90. If you're a diabetic, maybe under 130 over 85. And if you have an aneurysm under between 110 to 120, but you need to wait at least 30 seconds sitting. Excuse me, you need to wait at least 15 minutes sitting, and then take the seconds it takes to blow that blood pressure cuff up. And if you don't believe me, do a little experiment on yourself. Hop out of bed, put the blood pressure cuff on, and then over the course of about 15 minutes, see how it goes down.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Lots of information, as we underscore here, about your health, about your heart, about other things that are going on in the news. Some good news, in fact, this week for us to consider good medical news. So if you want to be alert and alive, maybe that's the way we underscore staying alive, alert and alive, you'll pay attention to Dr. Ken, who's here at 888-553-7536.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it the Survival Seed Bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So let's see if we can fix Dr. Ken's there. Michael, sounds like we need to do a little tweaking on Ken's end. Dr. Ken available online right now at 888-553-7536. Ken, the fact that Ken is as good as he is, the trust that people put in him, I do myself. Ken Kronhaus has been somebody that I met, I think, 7, 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. I'm not sure. Maybe even longer than that. But one of the reasons I was attracted to Ken is because of his gentle manner, his ability to answer questions, and that's why I see him every year for a physical, spend a whole day in his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He goes through me from head to toe, and that is the essence of what is found becomes the basis for a lot of conversation on the air, and I don't mind talking about me, Ken, on the air. You just asked me a minute ago whether I wanted to talk about something else that you'd found in going through my tests, that sort of thing. The reason I'm in Denver is to have another test. I try during this time of year to take care of, because I have the time, or I try to take the time from the time that I'm involved in my farm in April till November. It pretty much is that focus that I concentrate on and don't like to get distracted by these things. Doesn't make any difference what time of year you do it. But every year you ought to have a physical and know what's going on in your body. And the complete physical is the important thing, because you can look good even on paper, or sometimes tests indicate things are okay. But if you don't really thoroughly go into it, and people say, well, this is the difference between people who have money and people who don't have money. I don't necessarily see it that way. And maybe people say it's the difference between those who have insurance and don't have insurance. There's certainly an argument for the insurance focus that was part of the health care bill, no question about that, and people having access to good, affordable health care. It became a lot of political double talk and BS, because the way the problem was addressed isn't really the way to fix the problem. And so one of the things that you do need to do, though, is be aware of what's going on in your body. So, Ken, you found last week when I was there, you looked at some of the data and indicated that I had a chamber in my heart that needs to have a better blood supply, or to go back to having a better blood supply. And now you found something in examining some of the other records this week that indicates something else that needs attention or care and affection, shall we say.
Well, if I can back it up a second, we put you on the treadmill. We did what's called an exercise stress echo, and we noticed when you came off the treadmill, your contraction of your left lower chamber, which was normal before you got off the chamber, off the treadmill, now had some areas that were not contracting as vigorously as before you went on the treadmill. So we were concerned about some blockage in the circulation to your heart. I didn't think we were going to end up needing to put a stent or take you to surgery. I thought it was very unlikely. So instead of doing an invasive diagnostic cardiac catheterization, instead we substituted a CT coronary angiogram, which is this new kind of CAT scan where we can stop action, the beating heart, and actually see the big pipes, the epicardial coronaries that sit on top of the heart, and your big pipes were open. We think you have microcirculation issues. And some of the added benefits of doing this CT angiogram is that we get to see other parts of the body. We can make sure there's no cancer in the lungs, which we excluded. We can make sure there's no blood clots in the lungs, which we excluded. And one of the other areas that we can look at is the pipe where the blood exits the heart in the chest, which is called the thoracic aorta. And this pipe has a diameter to it along its whole course. It comes off the heart, it goes straight up to the neck, and then goes backwards. This is the arch of the thoracic aorta. Goes straight back to your back and then goes down to your groin. In the belly, it's called the abdominal aorta. In the chest, it's called the thoracic aorta. With the ultrasound, we looked at your abdominal aorta. The diameter was fine, but your ascending thoracic aorta, the part that exits off the heart, goes straight up. The diameter is just slightly enlarged. Normally, no part of the pipe should be more than 1.5 times the normal diameter of your pipe, whatever that is for you normally. So there's no specific single number in the chest that says that's an aneurysm. People ask me usually, what's the number? Usually if it's more than 3.7 centimeters in diameter in the chest, that usually will make us be concerned. But some people who have small normal aorta have an aneurysm at a smaller diameter. In yours is about 3.9 centimeters. This is small enlargement. We don't get concerned till it's about 5.5 centimeters unless you have an abnormal aortic valve. This is the exit door of the heart. Normally there are 3 leaflets to the aortic valve. Some people are born with 2. This can often be also correlated with a thoracic aortic aneurysm. When this happens, when you have an abnormal aortic valve with only 2 cusps, we get concerned at 5 centimeters that there's high risk for this rupturing. Things that cause this, these are usually caused by smoking, uncontrolled high blood pressure, genetics. There are these unusual connective tissue disorders, something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which run in families. Marfan syndrome, remember how Lincoln looked, very tall and gaunt, where the legs are from the hips to the ankles are much longer in ratio than the hips to the head. Doug, you're not Marfanoid.
I don't have any of those. None of those things apply.
Well,
that you just went through.
Well, you know, I know you're going to want to ask why you have a little enlargement. You probably have some sort of genetic issue. You know, and fluctuating blood pressure from a lot of stress, because we didn't see this previously, and your blood pressure at rest is doing fine, and I don't know whether, you know, the last couple of years have been hard on a lot of people, and I don't know whether that can do it. But let me tell you, a risk factor for thoracic aortic aneurysm, a bulge of the pipe that exits the heart, is a Caucasian male over the age of 60. Those are 3 risk factors, and I think that's where you fit in. You don't smoke. Your blood pressure at rest is fine. You know, I haven't done a 24-hour blood pressure monitor for you when you're under stress to see if you're having fluctuating blood pressures. But if you can imagine, this can be caused by increased force as the blood propels itself out of the heart, and this increased force up against the pipe can make it bulge, enlarge. But a family history of these, I don't know if there's any aneurysm history in any of your family.
The problem with that in my family is that I don't know anything much about the history of either of my father. I know his history. He died of the results of complications of a stroke when he was 91. I don't know anything about his father because he was an orphan. Don't know anything about the rest of his family. In terms of his aunts, I know them, and they were either big smokers or they died young of heart problems. I remember my aunt, the one that we were closest to, died of cancer. She was 54. And on my mother's side, my mother died when she was 50 of emphysema. Her father died at 66 of emphysema. His mother died at 88 of emphysema. I don't know where else it goes from there, but I don't know about his heart. And at 66, the emphysema had been complicated anyway. I suppose put two or three pieces of the pie together. The thing that might be indicated, certainly as you've suggested, the last couple of years in terms of business have been extraordinarily stressful, especially in my business and the way I run it differently than most people who are in this business. So, the stress has been there. But I think I feel like sometimes I work it off, being physically active on the farm, that sort of thing. I know that with this downturn, a lot of people like me have had a lot of undue or unnecessary or unexperienced stress heretofore, anxiety. And it's more in men than it is in women, it appears anyway, more susceptible to heart disease and other serious health problems.
Well, just aneurysms. Women have in coronary issues sometimes more than men, but
really,
for aneurysms. And the problem with for women is, although it's less frequent to have a thoracic aortic aneurysm, women succumb to it. They rupture more commonly in women.
Mm. So in this circumstance, what's the what would be, I don't have a problem discussing these things on the air, because I think it may help a lot of people, hopefully, and that's what we're here to do. So in terms of whatever there is there, this is the first time you and I have had this conversation. Does it need to be, you said avoid weightlifting. Well, I mean, I on the farm typically am lifting stuff all the time, and I don't want, frankly, what's going on there to interfere with what I do. So then the next question from anybody who's going through this would be, what do we do to fix it, or how is it handled? I don't want to spend my life wondering whether I can pick up 21 pounds worth of anything, pick up a bag of grain that weighs 100 pounds or a block of cement or anything else. I don't want to do that.
Well, this is don't shoot the messenger, but this is how it's handled. And this is a life-saving procedure that you went under to discover this. And the fact that we know about it, I have never lost a patient in more than 30 years of taking care of people with thoracic aortic aneurysms. When I knew about this or when they listened to the doctor, we're all aware of this ambassador to the UN recently who died from this, and because no one knew that he had this thoracic aortic aneurysm.
Right.
You remember Three's Company, the star, John Ritter.
John Ritter, yep.
He didn't listen. He knew he had this but didn't listen to his doctor's advice. And the problem with these is that once they get beyond a certain diameter, they're at high risk of exploding, and that is usually a catastrophe. But if you approach them appropriately, we almost never have a problem. And the main approach to this to prevent it from growing is a lifestyle adjustment. And we recommend four things, basically, that people avoid contact in competitive sports. We recommend against deep-sea diving. And then we recommend against heavy weightlifting, the kind that you feel in the center of your chest where you go, ugh, it's that much, and you feel it in your chest. And for most people, this is about 20 pounds. For some people, it may be more. But you don't want to lift straight up, you know, like a sumo wrestler and win a gold medal, Olympic weightlifting for the sumo wrestlers there when they lift these huge amounts of pounds. And the shear force is right on the center of the chest. You don't want to do the lifting where you feel that. And then the other cornerstone to to prevention here so that this doesn't increase much is to control the blood pressure. And this is where we want your top number between 110 to 120. This is when you're resting and sitting. And yours seems to be there. And I think maybe in your specific case, Doug, is maybe trying to avoid those periods of the day where the stress builds up and you get these fluctuations where it just goes way up, and that can be increasing the force against your artery and dilating it. What we would customarily do is in 6 months, some way, either the CT scan or the MR, re-image this to see if it's growing, and then depending on whether it's stable or growing, that would determine when we would next look at this. But over the course of your lifetime, you would want to, depending on how, if it's growing, be looking at this regularly, and then you would avoid a problem. When these become 5.5 centimeters, and if you do the right lifestyle issues, control the blood pressure, you often can avoid any surgery. Most of my patients that we do all these things stay out of surgery. I follow a lot of patients who have thoracic aortic aneurysms, and with the right lifestyle adjustments, the right blood pressure controls, most avoid surgery. But if you have a triple leaflet aortic valve, when it gets to 5.5 centimeters, if you have a congenital bicuspid two-leaflet aortic valve, which you don't have, Doug, when it gets to 5 centimeters, this is when we'll send you to the surgeon. If these things are growing rapidly, like more than 0.5 centimeter in 6 months, we would do this sooner than waiting to 5.5 centimeters.
All right. There you go. There's some good news. Now, also with regard to the test, and again, hopefully you're learning from this. That's why we say when you're thinking about medical problems and you have some and you want to call with your specific question, you're always helping somebody else. And that's why I'm telling the story on the air, is because I figure it'll help a lot of other people who may have the same problem. Maybe you don't even know you have the same problem. And that applies, too, to the PSA count. I got an email from somebody that listens to our program, and he heard me talking about my PSA going from 0.6 to 2. 0.6 is below 1, obviously. And the fact that it went up to 2, or at least in the reading that we got, whether that's a false thing, that may need to be checked again as well. But it brings back around into focus men and their prostate and what happens if you don't have a checkup. You need to have these numbers, and there's, I guess there are 2 PSA counts. I was talking to one of these doctors that was here at the brain clinic in Denver, Seroscan Clinic, Ken, and he said that there is another PSA test, I forget what he called it, that they do that sort of digs in a little bit further to what the PSA number is all about. PSA has to do with your prostate. Why do you think more women call 800-607-7078 to order Super Beta Prostate? And by the way, you can call that number, 800-607-7078, and order a free bottle. You've heard a lot of talk about Super Beta Prostate over the years. You know it's a good product, so millions and millions of people have ordered this and are using it right now. You can't ignore your prostate. You can't ignore anything that's going on with you. I'm laughing at myself a little because I feel like we have so much focus on stuff here that I may be falling apart, although you look at me and you're around me and I feel great, the picture of health, if you will. But you see, that's another testament to all these things are going on under the surface that you may need to be aware of, because you don't know sometimes there's something that's going on now that might not affect you for 10 years, but you need to know about it. And that's one of the things with the prostate, a little creepy number here and there, and before you know it, there's something going on. You got to check it out. And so that's my suggestion to you. Ken, you got any other things to add in terms of beta prostate and why this is a great thing to help men keep the health of their prostate in check?
Well, just in terms of the PSA velocity, it's abnormal if it doubles or if it goes up more than 0.35 per year. But this is a wonderful way to keep the prostate from enlarging abnormally, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and it's been published in the medical journal Lancet. It's pure beta-sitosterol. It's my favorite way for trying to avoid the enlargement of the prostate. Benign prostatic hypertrophy can get in the way of your sexual performance. It can keep you up at night, and we learn in a study this week, we'll talk about later, that 1 in 5 guys are waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. This is no good way to live. It will ruin your sleep, and it will create havoc for the rest of your body and cause a lot of other medical problems.
All right, so fix the problem, and by doing by making a simple call, 800-607-7078. You're certainly doing yourself or your loved one a favor because this is free. Lots of people will call right now. Be persistent. 800-607-7078 for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, more of the news, more of your calls, more of your email, an important focus of your time well spent, say the folks who listen to this program. Thank you for that.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Doug, waiting for your calls. It's a rare good moment. The lines are wide open. You wait a little longer, and you won't get through. But here's your big opportunity, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. Went to school in the University of Pennsylvania for medical school. Been all around the country in my training. Went to Duke University in North Carolina to train as an intern and medical resident. And then went out to San Francisco to train in cardiology. And I've been living in those areas, seeing people in those areas, learning about the ways, and then moved on to Orlando. I've been here for almost 25 years in practice, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. So, yeah, everybody has a question about their body or somebody else's. You're wondering about your spouse, your kids, your parents. I'd love to help you. I give out evidence-based answers to all your questions. I'll help you get to the next step. You have a symptom, you don't know what's causing it, or you've been given a diagnosis, you don't believe it, or you've been recommended treatment and you're looking for other options. I like to consider myself a blended type of physician. Yes, I'm incredibly trained well in traditional medicine, but I keep up to date on alternative medicine, and when there's good evidence behind it, I'll give you alternative options. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, that's 1-888-553-7536. And the best thing is, there's no bill, and you get a lot more than you pay for around here.
Dr. Ken and Doug at 888-553-7536. Here's an email from Bob Scott, who writes, Dr. Ken, I take a water pill and have heard that water pills may deplete magnesium. I've heard that some magnesium tests are unreliable. Could you please recommend an accurate test that would check my magnesium level? I like the Good Day Health Show very much. Robert Scott, Robert, what do we say to him, Ken?
Great question, because when you do take a water pill, you're going to deplete yourself usually of potassium and magnesium. And if you don't take supplements when you need them, you're going to feel lousy. You'll feel tired. Your muscles won't work. You might get some electrical instability of your heart, maybe even your brain. And so you really do need to occasionally check your potassium and magnesium levels if you're on these water pills. Or, again, if you've been throwing up or have diarrhea, these can be a problem. My nurse practitioner is going through this. She can vouch for this herself this week. But the best way to check the potassium, it's real easy, because when you measure the serum with a routine blood test, it's very accurate. Ideally, you want it between 4 and 5. That keeps the muscles and the electrical system nice and stable. The magnesium is a little tougher, because what happens with magnesium is that where the magnesium needs to be is inside the cells, and often the serum pulls it first, and you can have a serum that's normal, and where the magnesium needs to be inside the cells is too low. So sometimes a measurement of your magnesium in the blood level can be normal, and you can still be whole body deficient in magnesium. One of the nice new tests is this magnesium RBC test, which actually tells you about how the magnesium is inside the cell. You may want to talk to your doctor about this new test. It's a nice thing to do, and I would urge you, if you're on a diuretic or if you've been throwing up a lot or have a lot of diarrhea, get this checked out.
All right. From the good news, man, we've had lots of foraying into bad news. The good news this week, among other things, there appears to be a way to grow new blood vessels from various muscle cells. What's the story? This helps in bypass surgery, Ken, does it not?
Absolutely. Very exciting. Out of science, translational medicine this week, or researchers have created human blood vessels that last for a year or more in cold storage. And these blood vessels, Doug, which were mass-produced from donated human muscle tissue, they could help heart patients undergoing bypass surgery and kidney patients dependent on dialysis. It's amazing. Surgeons, soon they'll be able to grab them right off the shelf during surgery instead of using veins from your own body and your legs and other places. This probably will be available in a couple of years, but it looks really hopeful, and it looks like it's going to become reality.
And bariatric surgery cuts a lot of pounds and adds years of your life. A little research on that this week.
As a last resort, I definitely don't recommend this as a first resort, but out of the annals of surgery, we learned that bariatric surgery, the gastric bypass and banding, bypass is probably the best way to go, does in fact cut the pounds, and it lowers your blood pressure, your sugar, your cholesterol, and it can add years of life. There are some risks to it, so first try the MetaFast diet, but if as a last resort, this is a good option.
All right, the Barbara Walters special on heart disease. We ought to talk about that in the next hour, along with your calls at 888-